Hello, fellow Rebel Capitals. Hope you're well. We've got news from the prison camp formerly known as Australia. And I hate to say it that way because I love Australia. I actually lived there in 2010, 2011. But my goodness gracious, have they gone off the deep end. And well, without further editorial, let's dive in. For those of you who have been following the story, you know that they set up these quarantine camps. But now they're taking it to a whole new level of insanity where they're not only kind of shipping people to these quarantine camps that have the cerveza sickness via the military, but now they're also shipping people out there that have been within close proximity of those. Now, how they determine that, I don't know. Is this mandatory? It sounds like it. I mean, can you imagine just having the police show up at your door and take your wife away to one of these quarantine camps because they tell you that she was in close proximity to someone that actually tested positive for the cerveza sickness? I mean, that's where we're going with this, guys. And for those people in the United States who are in favor of mandates, I mean, we just did a story on this with censorship. They're in favor of these quote-unquote common sense type of laws for public health and safety. This is where it leads. Because if you're okay to do X, Y, and Z in the name of public safety, if you're okay taking away this much freedom and liberty in the name of the greater good, in the name of safety, in the name of protection, then why wouldn't you be willing to take more and more freedom away if that offers more and more safety, to the point where you get into this bizarre parallel universe that Australia finds itself in today? And so, I mean, this has derailed on so many levels. It's hard to know where to even start. But for those people in Australia or in the United States that may see this as a good thing, what's your end game here? Because you're not getting rid of the cerveza sickness. Not going away. Sorry to break the news to you. But given the tools that we have right now at our disposal, it's going to be here forever. So let's just assume that it's here forever. So does that mean that Australia is going to remain in this state of lockdown and basically a police state where they're hauling you off to quarantine camps whenever they deem appropriate for the quote-unquote greater good? And we're just going to be doing that for the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years or indefinitely into the future? And if not, well, then you enlighten me. What's your end game here, Australia? How do you get out of this? Because you can't get out of it using the tools that you have at your disposal right now. You either come to the conclusion that we allow the cerveza sickness to do what it's going to do, but yet we move on with our lives, or we just come to the conclusion that we are going to lock ourselves in our house for eternity. And so to that, I would argue that you've got to really ask yourself the question, is being alive the same thing as living? And I think most of us would say, no, it's not. But this is what the Australians are going to have to wrestle with here in the future. And I hope that they push back before it's too late. See, now they may have a choice as to which direction this goes. But if they continue down this path, they're going to wake up one day and they no longer have the choice. And we need to wake up to the reality of this right here in the United States. Because if it can happen to Australia, it can happen here as well. Let's get into this press release or press conference from, I'm not sure who this is. This is in their Northern Territories. And we'll go ahead and turn up the volume on the mic so you guys can hear it.
Urgent action to escalate our response in these communities, immediately implementing a hard lockdown. That means residents of Minjari and Rockhole no longer have the fire reasons to leave their home. They can only leave for medical treatment in an emergency or if required by law. It's highly likely that more residents will be transferred to Alice Springs today, either as positive cases or close contacts. We've already identified 38 close contacts in Binjari, and that number will go up. Those 38 are being transferred now. I contacted the Prime Minister last night. We are grateful for the support of about 20 ADF personnel as well as army trucks to assist with the transfer of positive cases and close contacts and to support the communities.
This podcast is brought to you by Rebel Capitalist Pro, the best online investing research. I have teamed up with Chris McIntosh and Lynn Alden, two of the best in the business, to create Rebel Capitalist Pro and give you the tools you need to build wealth and thrive in this crazy world of economic insanity. Rebel Capitalist Pro is jam-packed with Chris and Lynn's incredible research. We have live stream Q&As where you can ask your questions directly to Chris, Lynn, and myself. And the best of all, there's an online member forum which allows you to network, learn, and explore ideas with like-minded individuals. What are you waiting for? Check out Rebel Capitalist Pro right now at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. Take action today and do something your future self will thank you for.
There you go. He's thanking the higher-ups for sending in the
military and giving them the resources they need to ship all of those people, those dirty, filthy, disgusting people with the cerveza sickness, to ship them to a quarantine camp, and everyone who was in a certain proximity, quote-unquote close contact people. Those people who weren't smart enough to keep their distance from other diseased, filthy, disgusting human beings. We need to make sure that they pay the price as well for the greater good. See, this is, we have now entered a completely upside down, bananas bizarro world where nothing makes sense, where hysteria has taken control. And in my opinion, this is an example of the global elite and the politicians never letting a crisis go to waste. Now, whether or not they caused the crisis, I have no proof of that. I'll leave that up to you to decide. But I think they're seeing the crisis that we have or had in 2020. And they're saying, how can we leverage this? How can we push people or condition people to give away more and more of their freedom and liberty and be perfectly okay with it? Because that's how the global elite win in the long run. They have to have you obey, because I think they realize that the true power lies with the people. And I used this example the other day on a video right here in Phoenix. We got about 4 million people. And let's just go back to 2020 when they implemented the lockdowns here. Let's just say that 300 or 400 guys would have gone out to the streets with guns, because that's usually the argument you hear. Well, if Australians had guns, then they'd be fine. And I don't know, because it's still up to the individual to go ahead and, I'm not even going to go there, because I don't condone violence in any way, shape, or form. So let's just rewind, go back to 2020 here in Phoenix. And if 400 people would have gone out there with guns, let's say, they would have been wiped out in an instant. Military would have come in, the police, etc. They would have been wiped out, boom, just like that. But let's just assume that all 4 million people with no guns would have peacefully just said no. They would have just gone outside. They would have continued to walk their dog. They would have continued to leave their store open. They would have continued to drive around. They would have continued to go to the gym. They would have continued to live their life, because they know that there's a difference between being alive and actually living. What could the government have done? What could the military have done? What could the police have done? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I believe the global elite realized this, and that the true power, just like the Berlin Wall came down, is in numbers. So let's make sure that people aren't communicating with one another. Let's make sure that we're censoring any misinformation on the internet so people cannot have a sense of community, so people cannot organize against those individuals who want to push towards authoritarianism. See, when you look at it through that lens, I think it makes a lot of sense. And my concern is that Australia is a test ground, and what we see here, we're also going to see play out in maybe Canada next, and possibly in a lot of the states in the U.S. I think there's many states where you don't really have to worry about this too much. But we also see this playing out to a certain extent right now in Europe, where a lot of the countries are, maybe they haven't set up quarantine camps yet, but they are making the surveys of sickness mandatory. The government is coming in and making it mandatory. Fortunately, people are really pushing back on that. I'll do a story on that probably next. But this is the world we live in right now. And my main point, with this video is to let the Australians know that, hey, we're on your side. And those Australians that still value individual sovereignty and that can see the slippery slope they're on, and maybe they feel like they're just living in this insane world and they're the only ones that still value freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism, let them know that you're not alone. We're right here with you. And we're going to do everything that we can to make sure the world knows the insanity that's happening with Australia. So hopefully you guys can get off the road to serfdom and back on the road to freedom. Second, I wanted to bring this up to inform Americans and other people in other countries that if this can happen in Australia, it can happen here. So we need to stand up and push back now before it's too late. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Make sure you're always standing up and fighting for freedom, liberty, and free market capitalism. And I'm going to include in there today principles. I think it's all about principles. We need to determine the principles in which we live by and the principles that should govern a society and stick to those. So over the long run, not only do we continue to enjoy the freedoms that we've enjoyed our entire lives in the West, but we ensure that our children and our grandchildren can live in an environment where they enjoy the same amount of freedom, if not more freedom, than we have had.